Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roxy Lawson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from York and he is safe. Hughes steals second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trosky. The throw from York and he is safe. Trosky steals second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen fires to first and picks off Walker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Campbell moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock bunts towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Hale moves to second. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from York and he is safe. Hale steals third. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hughes takes first base on ball four. Allen moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Allen scores. Hughes moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Boots Poffenberger now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. One out. Boots Poffenberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poffenberger is called out on strikes. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive off the glove of Owen, and into shallow left field. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale bunts towards the mound. Poffenberger fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to third. Allen moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it and throws to home to get Pitlock. Allen moves to third. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer scores. Walker moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. Owen moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Goose Goslin pinch hits for Boots Poffenberger. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trotsky moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Trotsky scores. Soltis moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Soltis scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell scores. Hale moves to second. One out. It's 8-3, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Larry reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 9-3, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert now playing shortstop. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert strikes out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Hughes moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hughes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 0-for-3 in the game. Yurk hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hughes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Walker reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.